Few things are more enjoyable than winning a close game against your arch rival and doing it on the road. The year was 2008 and the Chillicothe-Maryville football matchup was heating up. Maryville won in Chillicothe in 2007, 20-18 in the first game of the year. It snapped a six-year winning streak for Chillicothe in the longtime series. The following year, both teams were hoping for a good season. They met in week number six. Chillicothe was 5-0 and yet to be tested. This game would be different. Chillicothe scored early on a 42-yard Bryce Young run and a 33-yard pass from Tyler Trammell to Colin Parker. Maryville returned the kickoff 90 yards for a touchdown and scored again for a 14-all tie after the first quarter. The Hornets had a job to do in the second. A 30-yard pass from Trammell to Young and a 5-yard plunge by fullback Kyle Dostershill for a 28-14 halftime lead. Maryville scored twice in the third quarter, but their final extra point was blocked. Chillicothe held on in the fourth to win 28-27 in a classic matchup between two high-quality teams. The game was best summed up by comments from three Hornet players. After the equipment was packed up, I saw the Hornet players outside the locker room waiting for parents and coaches. I just had to go congratulate them. I first saw halfback Bryce Young sitting on the bench. Young had taken a beating. Time and again, Tyler Trammell would lob the pass high to Young, who would go up, catch it, and take a pounding from Maryville tacklers who had hit him hard in the sides. Young saw me and said, "Man, I'm sore." The next player I congratulated was defensive tackle Brendan Polyai, who had a solid game on defense. His reply was simply, "I'm exhausted." Then I saw fullback and linebacker Kyle Dostershill leaning against the wall of the concession stand. Kyle had spent almost as much time in the Maryville backfield as the Spoofhound quarterback did. "Great game, Kyle," I said with a smile. He simply had a faraway look in his eyes, staring at the field of battle. Then, with a smile and a twinkle in his eyes, he said, "Man, that was fun. I want to do that again." I have never heard three comments that better define the spirit of Hornets football than those three. It would be the last time Chillicothe beat Maryville until a home win in 2017. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.